Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Shannon Dwayne Burson.
Okay. Mr. Burson, would you state your name and ABC number again for the record, sir?
Shannon Dwayne Burson, 212-635.
Mr. Burson, you appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations that we found on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 2nd of 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And I'm going to state, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this afternoon. May I assume that you represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. And they are, to my right, your left, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, to my left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, to his left, the Honorable Mr. Neal. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair, and a gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer this afternoon, sir. Ms. Wilson and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do your soul affirm? Thank you. As indicated, sir, you have three allegations in your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Once I read them, would you tell me whether it's true or false? The first one is that you had violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about December 28, 2017, per the task, GCMS lab report dated January 5, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one is that you had violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about November 22, 2017, per the task GCMS layout report dated December 4, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 26, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 14, 2018. Sir, is that one true or false, sir?
Yeah, true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of this person, I'm going to find that he's in violated time limits of his supervision, as it was the income that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal, and by Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. Now, in phase two of your hearing, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. But before we get started in phase two, we're going to receive some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to you, and then the board will make its determination, make its decision. At this time, we're going to ask Mr. Westby if he will give us some background information. Mr. Westby, sir.
On October 13, 2017, Mr. Burson was released from DOC. He was arrested February 13, 2018 by DOC staff, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody February 13, 2018, with a projected CCD of April 15, 2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, theft means of transportation, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2006, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1.5 years. 2006, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2006, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 5 years. 2010, armed robbery, 5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CDYO score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he's a self-admitted member of the Maryville Gangster Criminal Street Gang. Prior term supervision, 2007. TIS release completion, 6 months. Disciplinary violations have been moderate. Under arrest, 2003, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. Junior risk score is a G7BA.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. And we are back to you, sir. We just want to talk to you for a few moments to get some information and get to know you just a little better, sir. Based on information that we have, it seems that when you were released to your mother. You stayed, you resided with your mother over in Glendale, and then you went to VA to attend the RCBM program, and that was your current address when you were arrested. Am I correct, sir? Those were the two places you lived with your mother as well as with VA while you were out, sir.
Yes.
And based upon your observation, how did you feel that this RCBM program, was it worth your time and effort? What do you think about it, sir?
Yes. Yes, I liked it. It was helping me. Okay. It was helping me. I messed it up on the weekends, you know. I was working, and it's it. I liked it. It was good.
But you were working, and a little bit on the weekend, you just had a little this and that and the other, like a little suffering.
Yeah, yeah.
So I understand, sir. That's what happens on some weekends. Were you employed while you were out, sir?
Yes.
Where were you employed?
I was employed at first for Chipotle. It's a restaurant. And then I was employed for America West Palace.
What is your list? Oh, that's where they make the pallets, yes, sir.
We creep out the pallets and
yes, sir. And support it, that's where they make the food. Did you eat any of that food while you were working there, sir?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, yes, sir. I'm just asking questions. I just want to get to know you better. Was that food that supposedly better than that what you received since you've been incarcerated, sir? Which one is your best food? Just have to ask that one, since you're a food expert, sir. Okay, sir. I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to move on. Well, I do take notes on the programming that I guess you already mentioned it, but you started using methamphetamine and alcohol. I know you said over the weekend, how did you end up using it? Where did you get alcohol and this methamphetamine from? Yes, sir. They say you use alcohol, AALC, alcohol. I'm just reading what they gave us, sir. I was not there with you, sir. I don't know what you were doing, but that's what they produced.
It could be obtained anywhere around there, so, you know.
When you say around there, what you mean, around V-Ray, somewhere like that, you could do that? I always just ask this question, and some are honest, some are not. You know, how do you get it? Do you have to pay for it, or someone just offer it to you, and you just say, yes, I'll take it? How you get it, sir?
You pay for it, sir.
Oh, okay. Some of them who come forward said they just hand it out. So they don't have to pay for it. I'm just wondering.
Well,
I don't mean just recently, but throughout your career, sir, and using drugs, apparently you've been using drugs for some time. Have you had any treatment or any programs at all to help you deal with your drug situation, sir?
As a kid, yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a
background on
probation in 2008,
2007,
I did a lot.
I thought
it was not programs where you go into the program, but classes, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, the season 7, you completed your community supervision. But I mean, have you been recently in the programs like NA or AA, any of those type programs?
I'm doing that.
Do any of those programs help you, sir? Because it seems to me that you just keep using drugs on the weekend. Are they helping you or what, sir?
Yeah, they help. You know, like MRC, all that, you know. I would like to try that, but,
Well, we don't have this board here, we do not have the authority to get you into MRC, Maricopa Reentrance Center, but that is a good program. That's operated, as you know, by the Department of Corrections and the parole officers. You know, they get you in there, but that is a good program. That's an excellent program, and we hear some good things about it. The one here, MRC here in the Phoenix area, and PRC down in Tucson. Now, sir, if this boat won't be released, you won't, well, what this boat release you now, when you get out next month in April, what you gonna do, sir? Where you gonna live? Where you gonna reside, sir?
I haven't really
talked
to Jeff. I'm with my brother out in Mesa.
Sir, I hope you'll think about it, because regardless of what we do today, if we don't let you out today, in about a little less than a month from now, you're gonna be out in Italy, if I'm reading this right, and I think I'm reading it right. Yes, we're gonna be out next month on the 15th, the tax day, so you need to think about what you're gonna do and what kind of programs you're gonna put in. Just don't go out and don't have a plan. You really need to put a plan together so when you get out, you won't end up back in Orange again, because we just don't want to see you in Orange again. As much as we enjoy seeing you and talking to you, sir, we just don't want to see you again and dressed up. Yes, sir. But at this time, I'm going to see if all the board members might have some questions for you at this time. No further questions for you at this time by board members, sir. We're coming to the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. Therefore, we want to give you the last word. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time so that the board can make an informed decision in just a few moments, sir? Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
No, it's fine. You guys do what you got to do, and whatever you guys decide is fine with me. You guys have helped me enough in my life, so thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, and we want to thank you for being such a refreshing person, you know, just to talk to, you know, you have a good personality, and we hope that you will transfer that personality out once you get out into the community. And the only thing that I want to say, and I hope that you just won't use any more illegal substances, you know, like drugs, like methamphetamine and alcohol and all those good things, because I believe that you have a great future, sir, and you just need to take advantage of it. And I said that to say that, you know, I'm not going to just spend a whole lot of time, but I just feel that at this time, inasmuch as it's about a month from now, he will be out. I think it would be best for him to put the plan together. He doesn't have a plan yet. He doesn't know where he's going to stay yet. When he sit there, put a plan together, and then he wants to stay with his brother or go somewhere else. So when he walks out of there, he'll have a plan, and he won't come back and Orange again. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time before we move forward with the motion. I don't see any problem at this time. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and my motion is going to be to finally violate the terms and conditions of supervision that he was delinquent, that he had or option to come to ways in as much as he used illegal substances, methamphetamine, and as well as alcohol, as well as information contained in this warrant number 2018-00438 for the move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Well, you know, it's the termination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. I mean, you're going to be out on the 15th tax day, as they said. I don't think it'll be tax day this year, because this is on the weekend. But on tax day, April 15th, you know, it's a good day, you're going to be out. And at that time, sir, you're not going to have a parole officer. You're going to be on your own. And, sir, please don't use no more drugs. Please, sir, don't use no more drugs and nothing else, so that you won't have to come back into this system again. Thank you so very much, and please have a great, great afternoon, sir.
You guys too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please get a phone back.